This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, August 9th. Well, cattle markets yesterday bouncing around as we do. We had quite a bit of pressure on Tuesday. Looked like the market was going to at least choose a direction. And then yesterday you come in and come back a little bit. So you traded inside that day. Yeah, didn't really get any follow through to the a bit of a breakdown, the market starting to break down on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, again, in live cattle, you basically traded an inside day. In feeders, you had some follow through to the downside, then it reversed back up. So the market doesn't want to give it up very bad. And again, we're trading in just a very choppy type of price action. We're still seeing big numbers, slaughter numbers, but we're seeing demand absorb those numbers. Packers bought the second largest number of cattle last week at about steady to slightly lower money, slightly higher, and then we saw some cleanup trade on Monday at just slightly lower. So we're trading right around the 112 area, and that's what we've seen so far this week as well. But because of the very large purchases last week, we're seeing the show list down a bit this week. So clearly, you know, feedlots are current. They're going to hold out, which clearly is showing some strong demand here. The packers have profitability, and it looks like the feedlots are going to demand a little bit more, or at least try to get, they're always going to try to get more, but the offers are suggesting that they feel pretty confident that they can do that. And again, with show lists lower and demand strong, you're headed into the Labor Day holiday. Packers are going to want to get enough numbers secured around them for that holiday. It looks like the feedlots probably would have some decent leverage. If we see the market start to struggle and the cash trade weaken, then that would suggest the packers pretty much got the numbers that they wanted around them last week. So we'll see if there's more business that they need to do. But we're getting pretty close to the cutoff time where it would make a difference, to be prepared for the Labor Day holiday. So we'll see where that takes us. But the box beef values yesterday were a bit higher. Choice was up 24 cents at 206. Select was up 35 cents at 199. Spread is sitting at 687. Movement 156 loads. The Fed trade so far this week right around the 112 area. So the futures market, again, not really giving us much direction. The feeders have a bit of a weakness showing, a little bit of a choppy to lower type of price action. Whereas the live cattle, it's choppy, but it's more of a sideways price action. We really haven't, broken down. We haven't taken out any support levels. Feeders have taken out some minor supports, but the live cattle have held together quite well. The stock market's doing well. Economy seems to be churning along quite well. The trade war is a big deal, and it could become a serious issue for the cattle space. Our concern there, of course, is if you don't come to some kind of trade resolution, especially with China, Chinese economy is already showing signs of cracking. The U.S. economy, the troubles that we're hearing are not enough to move the needle on the broader economy. But that clearly would happen if this trade war gets prolonged. That would put the skids on this beef rally and in any kind of developing bull market in the beef space. So you got to be pretty careful about that we need to get back to the negotiating table and get these issues behind us. But obviously that's not happening very fast. In the broader context, however, you're looking into a better time of year where beef demand picks up as we get into the cooler weather, get into school season, get into the holidays, all kinds of reasons for beef demand to kind of get stoked here. And we expect that numbers will be definitely tighter than what we've seen over the second and third quarter. So that's encouraging. That would suggest the market's got some better upside potential. Now, the downside, of course, is weather. If you run into issues with feed grain production, here in the United States, that's not so much of an issue, but around the broader world, that clearly is an issue. We're seeing feed grain supplies drop dramatically out of the European Union, the Black Sea, Australia. So, the fear kind of is something coming out of left field, which would be herd liquidation going on in major producers like Europe and Australia. I think that is in the cards because you just don't have the feed grain available in the European Union you're not going to have anything there. In Australia, not going to have anything more, I should say, there than what we were already seeing. In Australia, it doesn't look like we're improving the situation weather-wise. So, you know, they're moving wheat from Western Australia to Eastern Australia for feed. I don't see how that can continue very long. That's expensive. And so you're going to start to see a lot of herd liquidation. And that's going to put a significant amount of beef into the export pipeline. That could put the skids on, at least temporarily, on a U.S. rally. But it does paint a very bullish picture for 1 or 2 years down the road when they try to rebuild those herds. When the rains finally come, and they will, and you get some pasture that actually has grass in it, you're going to see demand for calves and a herd rebuilding. So that's very promising down the road. But for now, it's just the opposite. So we're worried about that, worried about world herd liquidation, you know, putting a lot of beef on the market. And we're worried about, you know, the trade wars going on here in the United States starting to have a longer term impact on our economy. That would be a rough stretch, I think, for the beef space. Other than that, things look fine for beef. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.